President Jose Mujica of Uruguay met with President Obama today, and he has a very busy schedule for his remaining days in Washington. He's talking to politicians, diplomats, and journalists on a range of issues, from marijuana legalization to the state of the Guantanamo detainees and America's waning power in Latin America. NPR's South America correspondent Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports on how the once little-known president of a small country has become someone everyone wants to meet.
As President Mujica himself likes to say, his personal story seems like the stuff of fiction, and that's made him a political maverick.
When you think you've understood Mujica, when you think you've defined him, he will surprise you with something completely different and new and even contradictory.
That's Pablo Broom, the Uruguayan author of a new English-language book called The Robin Hood Guerrillas, The Epic Journey of Uruguay's Tupamaros. Mujica grew up poor and never finished high school. He became inspired by the then newly minted Cuban Revolution. He was one of the founders of Uruguay's Tupamaros, an urban guerrilla movement based around Marxist philosophy. Broom says the group was inventive and garnered a reputation for daring escapades.
They stole food trucks and then distributed the goods in the slums. They attacked government facilities like the National Naval Academy, which would be the equivalent, I believe, of Annapolis, and without firing a shot, stole every gun, every vehicle in there, and left some smart propaganda banners.
He was eventually captured, and he escaped twice from prison through tunnels before being placed in solitary confinement and tortured. When he was eventually released from jail, a dozen years later, he channeled his passion into politics. Today, he's known as the poorest president in the world. He asks people to call him Pepe, donates much of his income to charity, drives a VW Beetle, and lives at his family farm instead of at the palace. But it's not only his personality that has garnered global interest, but his policies. Brum says they are calling it the Mujica effect.
He's this pop icon in a way. Just in the last year, politicians, artists, writers, everybody's trying to get together with Mujica. It's quite extraordinary, actually.
Under the 78-year-old leader, Uruguay, a nation of only 3.4 million people, has become the first country in the world to completely legalize and regulate marijuana production, distribution, and consumption. He's also promising to take prisoners from Guantanamo Bay, and he's recently offered to admit Syrian refugees in larger numbers. He's still an ally of Cuba and of Venezuela, countries that do not have warm relations with the United States. And he has openly criticized the policies of the U.S. So why did he visit President Obama today? Jay Narr is a historian who has written extensively about U.S.-Uruguay relations. He says Mujica comes from a long line of pragmatic Uruguayan presidents.
He also realizes that his biggest threat to security is the giant neighbors around him. And as such, he seeks rapprochement with the United States first and foremost.
Those giant neighbors being Brazil and Argentina. Why has President Obama met Mujica today? Narr says the U.S. has had historically strong ties with Uruguay, and it wants to keep it that way. And there is that thing called the Mujica effect. Pablo Broom, the writer, quips, it can't hurt President Obama to get his picture taken with a president who is more popular than he is. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.